The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, July the 16th, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. House Democrats prepare for a condemnation vote on Trump's attacks on progressive freshman women. Also on our Tuesday rundown, immigrants' rights groups slam asylum rules taking effect today, plus summer meals aimed to prevent an academic slide. Now, our top story, House Democrats plan to vote on a resolution today that condemns President Trump's tweets as racist. In the tweets, Trump called for four progressive congresswomen to go back to other countries. That from The Hill. They report the vote on the resolution, sponsored by freshman Representative Tom Malinowski, a Democrat of New Jersey, could come as soon as today. The text of the resolution obtained by The Hill strongly condemns President Donald Trump's racist comments that have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color by saying that our fellow Americans who are immigrants and those who may look to the president like immigrants should go back to other countries. Speaker Pelosi announced the resolution for Malinowski, who is white but was born in Poland. Meantime, immigrant rights groups, including the ACLU, are vowing to sue to stop the administration's new asylum rules, which take effect today.
President Donald Trump has signed an executive order that blocks non-Mexican migrants from applying for asylum if they arrive on the southern border without proof that they were refused asylum in the first country they crossed. It is aimed at slowing the flow of migrants from poverty and violence-stricken countries such as Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Aaron Reichland Melnick with the American Immigration Council says the rules go against this country's values.
Banning asylum for anyone who's not from Canada or Mexico or who can afford a plane ticket to come to the United States abandons America's principles of protecting the vulnerable and offering refuge for those who face persecution in their home countries.
The administration has trying, unsuccessfully so far, to coax Mexico and Guatemala into signing agreements establishing them as safe third countries that would process and hold migrants there while they apply for asylum in those countries instead of letting them transit on their way to the U.S. border. The president contended in a tweet that the vast majority of asylum claims are fraudulent. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Tens of thousands of migrants are now waiting on the Mexico side of the border, stuck there because of changes the administration made earlier this year, which imposed a metering system at ports of entry. And as the ICE raids continue around the country, immigrants' rights groups are calling for mercy in the case of a Las Vegas mom of three who is set to be deported today and just got a temporary reprieve. ICE arrested Adriana Arellano Cruz in Las Vegas Thursday, even though her only crimes are some traffic violations and working on an expired visa. On Monday, a judge granted a temporary stay of the removal order, and her attorney is fighting for her release. Her 16-year-old daughter, Kimberly, says she'll have nowhere to go if her mom is deported.
I say my mom should stay because she's not a criminal, and she has three kids here that have no, like, we have no parents. It's just my mom with us, and we have no family here, so it's just my mom is all we got.
Arellano's three children are aged 21, 16, and 12, and all are American citizens. They pleaded her case alongside immigration advocates Monday when news came of the temporary stay. They're hoping that ICE will release her and grant her a new hearing. A Franklin County judge has ruled that the Kentucky protocol for carrying out the death penalty is unconstitutional, Nadia Romligon reports.
The ruling by Philip Shepard comes in response to a case filed by a group of death row inmates who argued that Corrections Department regulations don't protect people with intellectual disabilities. Nearly 20 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court banned the executions of people with intellectual disabilities. Aaron Bentley of the Kentucky Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty says the judge's decision highlights one of the many flaws in the state system.
What Kentucky is asking us, trust that a person not only deserves, in their estimation, to be executed, but is fit to be executed. What decision from the Franklin Circuit Court shows is that we can't trust that.
Bentley points out that the state once relied on IQ testing to determine whether or not a person could be considered intellectually disabled. Last year, Kentucky's Supreme Court ruled that IQ alone is not sufficient enough to determine mental competency. Bentley says corrections departments should be performing comprehensive psychological testing to ensure that defendants have the ability to understand why they are being sentenced to die.
And finally, Eric Tegetthoff reports summer should be a fun time for kids, but many Colorado children face greater risks of going hungry after school cafeterias close their doors.
More than 600 sites across the state are stepping up to make sure that all kids have the nutrition they need to return in the fall ready to learn. Taylor Washington with Hunger Free Colorado says most of the sites serving free meals also offer activities to help kids avoid falling back on hard-won academic achievement.
There are sites that have a small library that's all age appropriate so kids can read throughout the summer, or that have different games that help them continue to improve on their math skills throughout the summer.
Some of those sites serve up to 2 meals per day. Colorado's Summer Food Service Program is a collaboration between government agencies, nonprofit, and community-based organizations. It is funded by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.